First thing before our call to worship this morning, I would like to thank everyone personally for the very warm welcome and the fellowship I have received since coming here just 2 months ago. The God-honoring worship, the biblical teaching, and the warm fellowship is unmatched anywhere I've ever experienced, and I'm really, really, I'm blessed to be here. Thank you. Today's call to worship concerns diligence. I know that J.C. Ryle's book, Holiness, has been much studied, and that led me to my call to worship for today I'd like to share with you. And I'd like to begin in Luke chapter 9, verses 61 and 62, where the Lord said, "Another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home. But Jesus said to him, No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Throughout Scripture, there are several exhortations along these lines that we should continue in the Word in John. Endurance throughout Hebrews. Holding fast our confidence also in Hebrews. And pressing on towards the goal in Philippians. And contending earnestly for the faith in Jude. The Puritan Thomas Adams has a well-known commentary on 2 Peter that I'm going to read, and a couple of quotes stood out to me as I read it. "One bird cannot fly to heaven with another bird's wings. Thou canst not see Christ with another's eyes, nor walk to heaven with another's feet." We'll be reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the New American Standard Version, this chapter is entitled Growth in Christian Virtue. The word diligence is mentioned three times in this passage. I also would like to reference it as our diligence and our calling. "Simon Peter, a bondservant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason, also applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present in you. I consider it right, and as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to recall these things to mind." Let's ask for the Lord's blessing. Please join me in prayer. Gracious, loving, and merciful Father, teach us to do your will, that we shall walk worthy to the Lord and all pleasing, be fruitful in all our good works, and increase in the knowledge of God. For your Son's sake, we humbly pray. Amen.